Saturday, March 13, 2021, 8:07 a.m. I didn't do a recording yesterday, mainly because stepping all over everything here. Mainly because a friend of mine, Jeff, came by to visit before he went off to work in the morning. He also worked for AT&T. Well, I worked for AT&T. He now works for AT&T. He's working towards his retirement soon. So he came by to visit. He suggested that maybe we do this once a month. Sounds like a good idea to me, just to catch up. I mentioned Jeff before. He was there for me when I had my surgery a year ago. He brought my wife down to the hospital, and good friend. So we talked about a lot of stuff, and just in general stuff about what's going on in the yard, what's going on with some of the people. And we, you know, talking about the amount we got paid for doing what we do. And he says it's like up to like about 40, I think what he said was like $43 an hour for what we do. So to show how things can add up as far as how much money you make, so you're making $43 an hour. If you work Sunday, that's time and a half. Sundays are always time and a half, okay? And if you work, you know, of course, if you work more than 8 hours in a day, that's anything over 8 hours is time and a half also. And usually there's when there's a lot of work to be done that needs to get done, and they allow people to work overtime like 10 hours a day. And, you know, sometimes 7 days a week. If there's a lot of work, especially like during the winter and stuff, the elements make the phone facilities go down for whatever reason. They get knocked down or they get inundated with water or something like that. So you can possibly work, 10, 12 hours a day for 7 days a week. Okay, so if you start Sunday, all that day's time and a half for 10, 12 hours, okay? Say 10 hours. And so you're working 10 hours all day, all week long. So the first 8 hours of Monday are regular time, and the last 2 hours are time and a half. Plus you get a meal allowance. I forget how much that is. That's like almost $20 they give you, which is tax-free, and to pay for whatever, for your meal or whatever. And but there's a rule. There's the 49-hour rule. So any amount of time worked during the week that's over 49 hours is double time. Okay? So you work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. By hour 10, or actually hour 9 on Thursday, you get, of course, you get time and a half for that hour 9, right? But anything over that from then on for the rest of the week is double time. So the last hour on Thursday, if you're working 10 hours a day, is double time. So now you're working 10 hours a day, Friday, Saturday. Friday and Saturday, all on double time. Plus the meal allowance if, you know, because you're working over 10 hours. So it adds up. You can make some good money doing that. And, but, you know, you're working. if you're honest to yourself, you're working. Okay? And there are people that abuse that. And that's really on anybody that's allowed to get away with that. That's really on the management, because there's people you can trust and the people you can't trust in the world. And it doesn't matter where you are, That's just the fact of life. There's politicians you can trust and there's politicians you can't trust. There's doctors you can trust and there's doctors you can't trust. And so there's policemen you can trust and policemen you can't trust. So on and so forth. So it's really up to the management to keep on top of that and keep everybody honest. You know, there are people that will make over $100,000 a year easily, which is quite a bit of chunk of change when you're talking they were doing that for a decade. So 10 times 100,000, you know, that's a lot of money for a telephone worker. Anyway, yeah, I tried to do that 1 year. I worked a ton of overtime because there were people, and this is before it was like $43 an hour. It was like down when it was still, $30 an hour or something like that, maybe even $28 an hour. I don't know. But there were people saying they were making over $100,000. Because they work so much overtime. Well, I tried then. You know, I worked every bit of overtime I could. I mean, I was gone a lot. I was working every weekend, Sunday, what have you, as much as I could. And the best I got was like $70,000 in that 1 year. And I was exhausted. I felt the amount of work that I was doing. Okay. And so there's a bunch of guys that consistently made over $100,000 a year. They weren't working as hard as I was. Okay, they were taking it easy. Let me put it that way. They had to have been, because there's no way you can keep that up and still be sane. You know. So well, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. Anyway. So we were talking about stuff, what's going on in the yard, and the kind of stuff that he has to do, and what's going on with some other people. We, you know, just barely, basically caught up, and what our health was. He was asking about my health, and I was asking about his. So that's the reason why I didn't post yesterday, because after that, I had to. Yesterday, the gallery was asking me to come down and take a picture for the publicity pictures and stuff with my painting, and they also wanted a artist statement on my painting, so I had to write that up too. I had been thinking about it, and I finished it yesterday morning, so I didn't have any time to paint out here, or make a posting, so that's why, okay. So, but today I'm painting and enjoying myself. So, and get back to work here. 10:11 a.m. Okay, so I've got some yard work to do today. I want to get the garden started, and I've got to mow some bunch of stuff out there. So I won't have time to do all that, but I'll try. I still got to eat my lunch too pretty soon. So that's it for today. I'm going to clean up my painting and stop the post. Have a good one.